T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
A Boston Celtics team that's hitting perimeter shots can compete with anybody in the Eastern Conference. That is why I'm not jumping off the Boston Celtics bandwagon.
2 days later,
the Boston Celtics are going back to Boston, and still, they're in a world of trouble.
Who's ready for Celtic playoff basketball?
Brad Marchand's shot to Scott Harrington's head was blank.
When I say Boston, you say cheap.
Cheating son of a bitch.
Marchand is the guy that licks people all the time.
How would you feel if I walked over to you right now and just gave you one big lick right from the chin all the way up?
Very sexy.
An appropriate punishment maybe to cut off a small piece of his tongue.
I would steal his dog.
Burn him!
There's just no place in the game for that.
Right now.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
Good, you?
I don't know. I kind of feel like I need a nap.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
We're in trouble today.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, we are in trouble today.
Lord. Yes. You are.
Sportsbook. All the different ways you can lose money here. I love it.
Who brought up the good idea for us to do a show in a sports book? You guys know I can't. I've got about six things going on right now, about six different TVs. Okay, I got one involved here with Mr. Forey. I got a lot of things going on. There's some games. I got overs. I got unders. I got money lines. I got runs. I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on.
So wait a minute.
How am I going to stay focused for this?
So the two of you bet on a Houston-Minnesota baseball
first
game?
Of all, I don't gamble at all. So I figured
that's a
I'm here. Okay, this is great. What a great opportunity.
Beautiful Twin River Casino.
I got Lou next to me. Let me, you know, he's got this whole podcast.
Yeah, the hands, my hands. My hands started going crazy the minute
we
walked in.
I said, who are we going to – come on, you tell me. I got some money. You tell me who I should bet on. Sure enough, the most random game, whatever, Minnesota Twins.
I needed a 110 start.
Houston Astros, fine. All right, fine. Okay, we bet the money. We bet the game. 2 seconds later, I leave and go grab some coffee. I come back. It's 1-0 Astros.
Yeah, but what's the score now? What's it now?
It's 1-1
Thank
now.
You. Thank
it's
you.
One,
hey, one hey, thank
so,
you.
Christian, I know you don't know a lot about baseball. They play 9 innings.
Yeah.
Listen,
so
I know.
So hang in there.
Here's
9 innings.
Here's what I've read. This is probably a bad idea for me because I think I may be infected a little bit. Because I can now I know how I can root for the Bruins tonight. I get it. I know
put
what I'm going to do.
Go to the window.
I'm
put
going
a bet.
To bet money on
put
the Bruins because I don't think the Bruins are going to win. But
really?
I want to be a teamer. I want to be, you know, local guy and root for the home team. I think the Blue Jackets are actually going to win, but I'm betting on the Bruins.
Real quick, so, you know, like Mr. Baseball over here, Christian Fourier, he's got a couple of bucks on a game, and he's watching the game going, that's a strike. That's a finish. Come on. Oh, you got to finish him. You got to call that. Oh, my God. What a bad pitch. All of a sudden now, he is focused. He is into it. He's breaking down pitch sequences. It's amazing what a couple of bucks on a simple game. Legally.
That is why I'm going to bet on the Bruins tonight. Yeah. And tomorrow, I'm leading the show.
But Christian.
Tomorrow, I'm leading the show.
You're going to be focused, boy.
Because there is nothing that is going to distract me.
But can I say
promise I won't fall asleep.
He's going to use the term short wall somehow. And no.
Stretch pass.
Can I say it's stupid if you think Columbus is going to win the game and yet you're going to bet on the Bruins?
You're missing it. First of all, thinking logically and you're not really paying attention, right? So this is the thing. I think in order for me to become a homer, I'm going to have to root for the Boston Bruins. I can't do that unless I bet money on them.
There you go.
Now I have a vested interest in their success.
And it just so happens that you can even money line.
Yes.
100.
So I'm going to put, maybe not 100, but I'm going to put some money down.
Columbus minus 120 in the game.
Yeah, so I bet 100, I get 100. How about that?
I am so happy
see
right
that?
Now.
I'm dialed in.
I'm so happy I'm here. I really am
this
happy
this is a
I'm
nightmare.
Here.
Why are we here right now?
All right, so let's get into it.
I got here at 11.
So let's get into it.
Right.
The Bruins have, I heard Dale say this today.
Yeah.
Dale said if they lose tonight.
Must win?
Must win. Ooh. He said if they lose tonight, there's no way they're coming back and winning this series against Columbus.
If they lose tonight, they're not winning this series. You're not going to beat Sergei Bobrovsky three straight. That's my opinion. But I'll take it one step further because going into the playoffs, I said I thought the Bruins were going to win the Stanley Cup. Ooh. If they win tonight, they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Huh?
So
why does he call it the Stanley Cup?
Well, it,
Stanley? I thought he said that
Lord Stanley,
yes. Hey, listen to you. I think he's on to something.
I'm not sure you win tonight.
Wait, did Carolina? Is Carolina was up 3-0. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
You now, if you win tonight.
So you're a 7 seed.
You win the series.
And you're
going to the Stanley Cup.
Is the team that you are trailing
to
right now.
Carolina is 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So must win.
Are they still doing the whole dancing and craziness after games?
I asked somebody that.
No, they did not do it last night.
They didn't.
I watched it last night. Right
Look
till the
you.
End, in the post game, they bring out the three stars, and then they all go off on their own. And that
so
was
they,
it.
Okay, all right.
They don't even hand out sticks.
I watched the game.
Are they too cheap, Carolina? Because usually when you go out and you do the three stars, the normal thing is you give a stick, right? They're handing out pucks to the fans.
Well, it's the playoffs.
Pucks? What are you talking about?
Well, it's the playoffs. I'm just saying, if I was in the postseason and I was, say, I don't know, playing every day, and I had, like, my bat that I liked, I wouldn't be handing my bat around. They like that stick. Did you hear Cam Atkinson? He said, I like this stick. You know the one Marchand broke? He said, that was, like, I really like that one. I'm not going to just hand it out. Maybe you go down and they give you a little, like, a practice one, right? Something you might use and skate around. Maybe you go up there.
Back.
But I don't want to give away my gamer.
So what you do is you go back, okay, into the dressing room, and you get another cheap stick. It doesn't have to be your stick, but they weren't giving it away. But I will say this. This is a huge, huge game for the Bruins. I'm giving you the obvious here. And when you get a huge game,
it'll
the
be
guys
Boston.
That need to step up are the huge guys on your
right,
team.
So big-time players. Big-time players.
Not the mediocre players.
Oh, so the big-time players step up a big-time game.
Yeah, I'm not getting excited
right.
because Backus is suddenly
do?
On your second.
They
no,
unleashed
no, that's
such
a
the
guy.
Backus.
Right.
Yeah.
Please.
That is
I like
the difference. Here's the difference. Where's Pastrnak tonight? Where's Bergeron tonight? Where's Marchand tonight?
First line.
Marchand owes them something. You know?
See, this is similar. What's going on with the Bruins and the Celtics, at least the Celtics game two, okay, and we're going to pair them to the stars of the Bruins. I'll take Bergeron. You have two local stars who are studs and winning awards and everybody loves, and you're the leaders and the best players on your team. And Bergeron hasn't done anything. And Kyrie lays an egg, and it's almost like, well, it's no big deal. It's almost like people are finding other reasons to blame why they lost, where if you win or lose a game and your best player doesn't show up, you should point the finger at your best player.
Yeah.
Because I would compare this to Brady. If Brady has a crap game, people are destroying him, killing him. He's lost it. He's old. He's this. He's that. These guys, Kyrie Irving goes out there, and people are making up excuses for him like he's sick. Like, that's why he did. You know what? And forget about Kyrie Irving. It was almost like it was expected. You know, because you have so many games. It's not a big deal. He can have a bad one. It doesn't matter. Yet, he is your best player. And just think about it. If he scores 25 points and has a Kyrie Irving game, like his consistent self, that's a different outcome in that game.
Oh, I think it is, too.
But
I think the difference, though,
going,
is...
Like, ah.
Well, is it have something to do with the format? If Brady's a bad game, you go home for the winter. The spring, it's over, right? I mean, I'm just, you know, like it's one game. Kyrie has one game like that. Or now these guys, you talk about the superstars and the Bruins. Yeah, they need to wake up, and this might be that one game. As Dale points out, we were talking about he's down 3-1. It might be over. So if you need somebody to show up tonight, it's got to be that first line. Looks like Pasta's back on there. Backus is on that second line. That line has got to get going. They got to do something. They're the best players.
I just feel
They've
like
been too quiet.
I feel like it's just so. There's no anger. There's no just venom towards either guy, either Bergeron or Kyrie.
So you want the fans to call up today and rip Bergeron? That's what
yes.
You They've never ripped.
Yes,
Bergeron.
Rip Kyrie.
They've never ripped him.
So are we just condoning?
Bergeron. We're
just gonna,
never,
oh, I get it.
Right.
No one ever says a bad word about it. But it is the playoffs, right? This is Boston.
Right.
This is a big bad Bruins, right?
Do we have proof that Kyrie was sick?
No.
Where did that start?
I don't know. When we brought it up yesterday, people were writing it that he might be sick.
I thought I saw someone say, oh, Brad Stevens didn't know Kyrie was sick until Brad Stevens said something about it. But I remember all the sound from the post, I didn't hear anything.
I didn't, and I watched the Kyrie post game, and I didn't hear him say or.
So he just sucked.
Yeah, he just sucked.
That's it. Yeah, wow.
Max Letterman from your place over at NBC Sports Boston said that he was 1 of 10 in uncontested shots, by far the worst mark of the season, finished with 22%. But I would say that's a good sign. If they were uncontested shots, he was pretty much getting what he wanted, and the ball wasn't going in. So maybe that's the simple problem. But you're right. if he plays like that or shoots like that for the entire series, I hate to say it to Gilroy and all the Green Teamers, he got no shot.
See, my thing is
he got no shot.
It was just funny.
He's got to come up big.
It was bugging me last time when we ended because we got to this late because the Sox played and we got to this whole topic.
Women on Lou.
And we just were sitting there and we're saying, oh, Tatum needs to be better. Rozier needs to be better. This guy, everybody needs to be better. But the one person who needed to be better and can never have an excuse for playing like crap because he's too important is Kyrie Irving.
Well,
Number one guy who needs to be good on it. Listen, I can live with Tatum having a bad day, Morris having a bad day, Hayward having a bad day, being a front runner, only showing up when things go well. But we can never, ever be successful if Kyrie Irving has a bad day.
So, we had this argument last night. It was funny. I did a segment in the early edition with Tanguay, whatever, and it was, you know, athletes in town that need to step up right now. And they included the Red Sox. When you start talking about what is going on right now in the city, I have a hard time saying that this guy in the Red Sox has to turn around right now. They haven't even played 20% of their games. They only have 131 left. So Chris Sale's the obvious choice, right? But really, if Chris Sale goes out and whatever, gives up four runs and Mookie goes off and they win 9-4, it's like they're not in the postseason. You know, it's like they got a lot of games left. So I got to focus on Bruins and Celtics. Who needs to step up? Who needs to be great? And in this city, there is only one athlete, in my opinion, and I don't even think it's much of a discussion, that if he doesn't play well, it's impossible for his team to win.
Get off Al Horford's back.
And it's not Al, it's Kyrie.
It's not Al.
I mean, if Kyrie does not play at an elite level, this is why he's here, the Celtics have no chance in winning the series.
Correct.
I mean, if Bergeron doesn't play well, and, you know, the third line gets going, the fourth line gets going, Krejci.
Rask could be great.
DeBrusque, Rask could be great. Like Pastrnak, hell, Pastrnak could be freaking benched.
Yep.
And they could still win the game if others step up.
Yeah.
But you tell me, the Celtics win games if Kyrie – now, I don't expect him to play like
not
this.
Against, not against this
But if he doesn't play at a high elite level, he is the only athlete in this town that if he doesn't perform at a high level, his team's got no chance to win.
And write it down right now, he will score 30-plus Friday night.
I'm sure he will.
30-plus Friday night.
But I didn't think it was that much of a discussion, but Holly got all pissed off over it.
If that is true, that he was one of 10 uncontested shots, then to me, that's a great sign. That is a great sign that if it's 1 for 10.
I don't remember that many.
Like it's not like they have great defense. I thought he had good shots the other day. I said it to
I thought he forced
game.
A lot going to the basket. I thought it was a lot of wild shots.
And the worst shot he had, Lou, was that baseline jumper that he took, which was actually behind the plane. And it went up
and it
to
went
the
in.
Top. And
is that
it
the
went
one
up.
That went in, yeah.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls, but we'll get into this. Who is the most important guy for either one of these teams that must show up? I think I agree. I think it's Kyrie Irving. But – doesn't that first line has to step up for the Bruins. We get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. We're doing it live down here at Twin River.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I mean, Lou, but Lou,
what's wrong with my list?
I was watching your early edition, and I was just having a reaction. It was messing me up. Boston athletes that need to step it up, and you put Kyrie Irving number one on the list.
Yeah, so I think it's an obvious answer.
Well, The series is tied at one. The series is tied at one. They're coming back. They got home court advantage. Number one team in the NBA. Bad night for Kyrie.
Yep.
Previous game, it was a bad night for Giannis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that happens. But how could you not? David Pastrnak, your leading goal scorer, did not make the list.
Now, I hate to agree with you on this one, but if Pastrnak does not play well in the rest of this series and other guys do, the Bruins can still win this series.
But Pastrnak hasn't played well yet.
Correct. And they
have one game.
Right.
And they've won six. They've won five games already without him.
Right.
How many games the Celtics? How many think they can win if Kyrie doesn't play well?
So let me go back to Holly's point. If Giannis can't score, then Milwaukee's in trouble.
Yes.
Giannis has got to be he's the most important guy for the Milwaukee
Bucks. Well, it's just I didn't really think it was debatable, you know, and I don't agree with his argument because I just don't see how David Pastrnak is the most important athlete in this town for the next couple of days.
Well, he might be looking at it saying that Pastrnak has been like this for a long period of time, but and that we've only seen it in one game with Kyrie. So maybe that's the way he's looking. I don't know. I'm not sure I understand his point on that. To me, especially in basketball, that one guy is the most
important. Yeah, and that's why
it's different game.
And then why point the finger at any other player other than Kyrie Irving?
And look at Tatum. Tatum has been poor in the first two games. He might not get better in a game three, game four, right? But Kyrie must get better.
I always feel like you have every team, especially – and take out the Golden State Warriors because one of their guys, one of their five stars, four stars, whoever you want to call it, if they have a bad game, no big deal. They may just start deferring because, hey, the other guy's on fire, so they really don't need me. So if they have a bad game, in quotes, bad game, they score 9 points – It doesn't affect the team because there's three other guys.
Steph doesn't shoot well. Clay and Durant go nuts.
Fine. Or even if only one of them. Just say Durant goes nuts. That's fine. Maybe he'll give you 40. But this team, they get affected by it. So you have to be consistent more than any other time because nobody else can step up like you can. So when you say, hey, don't worry about it. He's going to be fine in the next game. All those stats about you know how good he is after he has a crappy game in the postseason.
Yep.
Maybe not against the Bucks though. I'm removing his first two games. One game was great. The other game sucked. But if you looked at the regular season, he struggles against the Bucks.
But I think it's
he struggles. Hold on a second, though.
Who struggles because against the Bucks?
Kyrie Irving does. He's shooting 38%, just below, right at 38% from the field. He is 26 of 67 from three regular season games. So he's better outside the arc. Three-point land, he's good, which tells me that they know how to stop him from attacking the rim. They have a good track record of stopping him. So he went off in that first game. He didn't do anything in the second game. And I would say I'm not sure if you're correct on that. I think they have the answer to him. And if he doesn't show up in game three, then they're screwed again.
So he is the most important guy.
Of course he is. It's so stupid.
They
won games without him.
Guys, it's a no-brainer. If you look at the hockey and the difference of hockey, if Tuukka Rask stands on his head, that's a hockey term, by the way.
I was the only one in the building last night, I think, agreed with me.
Okay, if he's really...
Everybody else was like, it's not Kyrie. And I'm like, I don't... So the whole thing for me mentally, when the game was over, it was the whole sick thing. So I just sort of, I heard that quick. I said, that makes sense. And then I just sort of went with that. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't know if he was.
So Tuukka Rask stands on his head tonight. Let's say Johansson scores a one goal for the Bruins. They win 1-0 today. Your front line, the Bergerons, those guys, Marchand,
well,
had nothing to do with it.
It's just your first line X-ing out their first line.
Right.
So, okay, so I guess you did your job.
Okay, so on the other hand, if there's great defense played in a basketball game, you still need somebody to score. Because the game's going to be scored with 100 points.
Maybe it is the fact that it's just best of seven. You have multiple opportunities.
That's why.
But I still feel like there still needs to be some accountability and some criticism of a guy who flat out skunked himself. And everybody's okay with
it. Pastrnak, it's been the whole playoffs.
Well,
okay?
Take out Pastrnak because okay. And I don't know how hurt he is if they're moving him up to the first line anyways.
But hold on, Bergeron, I don't think he's hurt.
Well, no, that's what it goes back to.
He's winning faceoffs now.
He gets a pass also.
He shouldn't. And Marchand shouldn't. And you know, you're right. I mean, I think Pastrnak will go back to the first line. I think it's time. And we even said it after that Toronto series. You know, you said, well, Tavares, Marner, they were shutting them down. They had that first pairing in Toronto. Do you go back? We made the adjustment. Now that you get to Columbus, do you go back and put Pastrnak on the first line? And I would have liked to have seen him do it from the jump. But maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's banged up. But he's going back in that first line tonight. And you're right. it's about those three individuals. If they lose, they go home. If they lose tonight, maybe Tuca is a mess. I have no idea. But we should be looking at those three individuals if they go home.
I mean,
your
Lou.
Best
well,
players.
Go ahead.
All right, let's get to the phone call. 617-779-7937. Paul is in Abington. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll 100% agree with you. And it's mainly because you guys keep hitting on it. These other sports, be it baseball or hockey, there's so many other parts that play that key in the game. Obviously, if Rask is lights out, they can win 1-0.
Right.
And nobody else has to score other than that one goal. And it seems like it's coming mostly from our third, fourth lines. Anyways, the only one I would say might compare in the long run would probably be the Red Sox and Chris Sale, because if he goes 5-15, then I want to believe the chances of them making the playoffs probably don't happen. But if you're talking a one-game basis or a short term right now, then it's definitely got to be on Kyrie, and it's mainly just because it's it's a much smaller sample size.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with the Sale thing, too. So suppose Sale is injured, and he can't pitch the rest of the season. Are we writing the Red Sox off? I'm not writing them off.
No, because, you know, when you look at Chris Sale, he's not right? We all look at him and say, this doesn't look like Chris Sale.
I play baseball.
He's had six starts. The Red Sox have lost all six. In one start, he gave up one run. In another start, he gave up two runs. And the other day, he gave up two. You know, two earned. Devers booted a ball, double play ball. So three games, he's gone 1-2-2. If the offense got rolling, he might be 3-3, right? So, and the other thing, too, is if he struggles, what if Porcello catches fire? What if Price catches fire and Erod straightens things out? And you're sitting saying, you know what? The one guy that's just sort of keeping you in the game, but he's not bringing it every single night is Chris Sale. Well, okay, if the other three guys are performing, we're good. They had 131 games to go. This week, to me, is more about the playoff teams, isn't it, as far as who needs to step up this week? That was the question. I can't put a Red Sox player on who needs to step up this week.
No.
These two teams, if they lose another game or two, they're going home.
Yeah, and the whole – and I guess as a coach's mentality, there's, you know, you have all these players, roster sizes are different for each sport, but you got to have your core group of sleep-at-night guys. Like, I can sleep at night knowing – that I can build an offense or defense around certain guys, and they're gonna, at least I can start with that template. All right, these guys know what they're doing. I don't have to worry about them, right? And then I coach Tatum up. I coach Rozier up. I coach whoever I need to, because I need some secondary scoring. I need some role players to actually play bigger than themselves under these circumstances. But you can't have your best player laying an egg. And it just amazes me how tough this city is, how fake tough this city is,
uh-oh,
and then nobody gets on Kyrie Irving. Like, oh, what a joke.
Are you talking about Lincoln, Rhode Island, or are you talking about all of New England?
Where am I right now?
Huh? Lincoln, Rhode Island.
So Lincoln, Rhode Island, fake tough guys.
No, they're tough here.
Let me go to Jeff in Norwood next up here in OMF.
They're tough here.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
I'm excited that they're bringing Pasta not back up to the first line. But the real thing that I wanted to talk about was I heard they're bringing Bagas back onto the lineup tonight. And what I see lacking is the hitting. I think they're just getting crushed. Since the first period of the first game of the series, I haven't seen anywhere close to the amount of hitting they did in that first period. It's just amazing to me. Pastrnak is a shell of himself. I don't know what's going on with him, but I think getting back with the two that brought them there, those three brought them to where they are, gave them the amount of wins that they had for the season. So getting them back together, hopefully that does something for them. But you know, having Backus back up, it helped in the last series when they brought him back in. You know, people were walking around bleeding all over the place.
So what they're going to do is they're going to try to match that physicality. It was 2-1 hits. They're going to try to be a little closer to even in hits. That's what the Bruins are going to do tonight, right? They can't outskate them. They're not going to play that game. So they're going to hit them back, and they're using a bigger body with Backus out there. The question is, does it work if that goaltender continues to play the way he's playing right now?
Well, you know, remember when the Bruins were like a big physical team?
Yes.
And they would play that skilled team? And when that skilled team would try to hit back and play the body and change who they are, you'd say, you got them?
Yeah, you slowed them right down.
Bruins right now seem like the skilled team.
They are.
So to me, it's like you can bring Backus in. He can do his thing. The fourth line does their thing. But, you know, I don't need to see Pastrnak throwing his body around. I've already seen it twice.
So what do you think?
He hit a guy and he skated to the bench like he was almost curled over. And then another guy hit him and he barely made it back to the bench. So I don't need to see the physical play from the Bruins just because they hit. I know that's like your identity of the past, but I think you might be the faster team right
now.
So
what do you think they're going to do?
Backes is going to come and do his thing.
That's exactly
he's
going to
be physical.
Doing.
Same with the
that's
fourth line.
That's what they're going to try to do.
But do you want to see Bergeron get physical and Krejci? And DeBrusk is kind of like that anyways. You're the skilled team. I just don't think you go out there and try to match him hit for hit.
No, but I wouldn't mind it with Marchand. I wouldn't mind it with Bergeron. Obviously, Pastrnak is a different story because he's old. I mean, he's better now with the physical game than he was when he first came into the league. Do you remember when he first came into the league?
I don't need to see Pastrnak
take him against
people.
The boards and he was gone. So what does he do? They're going to try to take him out. How many times have you seen him just bounced off the boards so far in the series?
Yeah, well, I've seen him deliver hits too.
Yeah.
And barely make it back to the bench.
Right.
I don't need that from him. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him back in that first line. Hopefully he gets moving a little bit. You see some of the speed. And these guys pepper him with shots. I think the skilled guys on this team are trying to be too cute. It's like the dirty players. That's why you got the second power play. It's why you got the third and fourth line scoring. They're just chucking pucks to the net, and they're racing after it. They got bodies in front. That's what you need. There's a difference between playing physical hockey and just trying to hit every single player, you know, and fights and things like that. There's no fights. We understand that. But you don't need to win the hits battle to play physical.
All right, do you agree with Dale that if they lose tonight's game, there's no way they're coming back against Columbus?
Yeah, because they're not going to win tonight.
They're not built to. Okay,
no.
They're not winning tonight?
But I'm rooting
for... Who are you betting on?
I'm betting on the Bruins.
So let's you're betting on the Bruins,
yeah. But I know
even
that,
though you
yes.
know the Bruins are going yeah. to lose.
Is this like
and
reverse
you're actually
psychology?
Drop money.
Yep.
Tell you what, you're the customer the Twin River needs. They need guys like you that
just
come in, know you're going to lose,
Christian.
Put money in and say, I'm going to lose. Why don't you go and forfeit your money?
By the way, the Twins are up 7-1.
Seven
you can
one.
Thank me anytime. I know it's early. I know it's early. 7-1.
They're not up 7-1.
They are 7-1.
Are they really?
Top of the fifth. They just exploded.
You guys going to cash in?
We didn't bet enough.
Berrios versus Peacock. Come on, I don't like Peacock.
We're broadcasting live from the Sportsbook at Twin River Casino.
Oh, we should have
until
bet on
6.
This.
The Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. You can wager early tomorrow or when the race book opens at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Right back to the phone calls. 617-779-7937 next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
You hear that music, Kenny?
We are turning to Shaq Stradamus because he's going to tell us how each and every series will stand when we next appear on the air.
Okay.
So,
hear that music, Kenny?
I hear it. Milwaukee and Boston are tied 1-1 as they go to TD Garden. How will that series stand, Shaq Stradamus?
This is hookah?
Stop snitching. Stop snitching. 2-1 Bucks.
Oh, so Milwaukee winning game 3 on the other guys. 4.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Rice!
It would make my day if the fire alarm went off.
can I just tell you that...
Those guys are crazy.
I swear to God, everybody reacts right now with the last thing, and you joke about it, victim of...
the moment.
The moment. Everybody reacts to the
I
last
I actually feel
thing
good
seen.
About the Celtics.
I do, too.
And they
so,
lost game 2.
If I were a Celtic fan right now, which I want the Celtics to win, I might even bet. With the Celtics for tomorrow night.
You want to do it now?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking here at my Twin River Casino line here. We got the Celtics minus 140 money line. Line is 2.
I don't like that line. That line is too close. That's a tight line. But I will say this, that this is the type of game that the home team wins. This is what they do. And then game 4 on Monday? I don't think I'm betting with the Celtics on game 4 on Monday. Not that they can't win it, but I don't think I'm doing it.
Yeah, but it's kind of that first game kind of threw you for a loop, though. I think that was kind of – I think that kind of is clouding your judgment a little bit.
Yeah, it's clouding mine.
So
what do you mean it's clouding it? How?
I think you saw the Celtics had a week to prepare. and the Celtics come out with it against a team that wasn't necessarily ready for the moment.
They had a week to prepare.
Okay, they did, but I gave the first star to Brad Stevens. He had his team ready. Okay, a second game, there was an adjustment.
A little stick tap?
At least three times.
There was an adjustment. I didn't see great adjustments.
No.
They made a correction. The series overall, it was corrected.
Eric Bledsoe's balls dropped.
That's it.
And that was probably the biggest one.
That's the adjustment that they made. Now, does anybody feel confident, having watched Eric Bledsoe over the last couple of years, that he's going to come into the TD Garden when they're chanting, Bledsoe?
Ice cold water.
Right. Does anybody?
No. He's in.
Yeah, that is my wild card.
He's in an ice tub.
Yeah, that is
my. You know what happens when you're in an ice tub?
Yeah, that's my wild card. He's the one that just. But I would say there's a ton of guys on the Celtics that are just as capable of laying an egg. Also,
I agree.
So you're again back to the opening of the show. Kyrie Irving is the key.
There's no question.
So if Kyrie Irving lives outside, okay, good. I think he gets 35. Okay, if he tries to do what he did in game two, I think he goes with his regular season average, and he's a 38% shooter.
I'll tell you what, he doesn't have to get 35. He can get 25 with 11 assists. He may let that defense come to him because they are overplaying him right now and deal to somebody else who's wide open. That's still Kyrie Irving taking over that game.
See, that is one thing that you talk about shooting from the outside. He's got better numbers against his team from the arc. With what they did, think of the size they started there in game two. Mirotić started.
Yeah.
With Lopez and Giannis. You going to take it to the basket against those three guys?
No, you're going to have some difficulty, I think. Well, I think I would challenge Mirotić.
Oh, I'm just talking about just length. I'm just saying, I'm not saying he's this great defender. Right. You know, I mean, Lopez blocks shots. We know Giannis. Just length taking it to the basket because it did. He was taking it to the hoop and it was going nowhere early on, and then he wasn't hitting his shots, and he was gone. He wasn't anywhere to be found.
This is what drives me crazy, though. Paul Pierce did it after the first game. So he watched the first game. He saw that the Celtics had a great game plan going into that first game, and they were able to choke off the paint for Giannis. He couldn't get space in there. Okay, but you tell me that you're going to be able to do that against the guy that's going to be the MVP this year for up to seven games? It's not going to happen, and Paul Pierce overreacts to that.
I think it's over.
So let me go to Stephen A. Stephen A., who has covered a lot of basketball, used to cover the Sixers in Philadelphia. This is him before the series. He was one of those guys that loved Boston in the series.
A Boston Celtics team that's hitting perimeter shots, particularly the threes, can compete with anybody in the Eastern Conference because they have the youth and the athleticism and the closer in Kyrie Irving when necessary to pull it off. And that is why I'm not jumping off the Boston Celtics bandwagon.
Was that before game one or after game
one? This was after the Pacers were swept, so this was the Monday
after. So it was before game one, okay? So now this is Stephen A.
So now they're 1-1.
Yesterday, after game two.
The first loss of the postseason.
Where Milwaukee blew out the Celtics. It was their first loss.
First loss.
This is Stephen A. because it's the last thing he saw.
No, because he's got to get animated, too. Go ahead.
The Boston Celtics are going back to Boston, and still they're in a world of trouble because it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to get beat up. Milwaukee lost game one. The Celtics got beat up in game two. That's the difference.
So what is he saying?
I have no idea what he's saying.
I know what he's trying to say, but what is he saying?
What the hell is going on? I have no idea.
You know what it is? It is the last thing we've seen, and we're in the world today where you need to make an outrageous take.
Go look
at history and go look at blowouts in the NBA and playoffs. Blowouts by teams winning by a blowout. Teams that lose series.
You know, a loss.
It's littered with them in NBA history.
A loss is a loss, right?
Yes.
So you lose one, you lose one. Whether you lose by 2 or 100, whatever it is, right? But that first game by the Celtics was complete domination from start to finish, in my mind. Like, Milwaukee made a run, and then the Celtics said, no, I don't think so. There was never the game two, when the Celtics had the lead in the first quarter, and down by, what, 4 at halftime?
Yep.
I sat there and said, you know, I tell you what, Milwaukee's in trouble. Like, they might win this ball game, but I fully expected them to come out after losing game one at home. You know, and maybe they weren't ready. Whatever it was, the energy would be up. I expected them to be up big in that first half at some point. It never happened.
No.
Like, the crowd would get going. I remember it was weird because the announcers were sitting there saying, you know, 3 by so-and-so as the Bucks trail by 3. Like, you would think they were blowing it out. You know, and they were still trailing in this game in that second quarter.
Okay, you guys know.
To me, it's like, I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't either.
The Bucks got embarrassed in game one. Celtics had their own and then couldn't hit a shot in the third quarter and packed their bags.
I'm going to try to be as fair as I possibly can about this because I picked Milwaukee in seven. But I'll tell you what. If I'm Milwaukee, I'm not feeling great about that second game victory because I think Boston got to the point where it became a little too difficult. Kyrie was not scoring, and he threw the towel in. They sat there and said, this is too much work. We got what we wanted.
Well,
we got
I almost feel like the goal of either one of these teams is just psychologically, when you're thinking about it, listen, just get to halftime, tied up to, down to, whatever. Right, we just don't want the margin to be that wide.
They were teetering in the first half.
In each game, they were close. At the start of the third quarter, it was a game. It was anybody's game.
Right.
But in game one, the Celtics pulled away. In game two, the Bucks pulled away.
I felt like the Celtics were in more control game one than the Bucks were in game
yes,
two.
Yes, I agree. And I think Stephen A. is full of it. I think he's just looking at the last thing he saw, and maybe he's not watching all of the games. He's just looking at the scoreboard. Because I will say this, Milwaukee has not gotten into their offense yet. I've watched a lot of Milwaukee. That is not their offense, what you saw other night.
And here's what happens. And that's why, you know, you sit there and you monitor this team. You watch every game. Well, listen, sorry. I didn't watch every single game.
You will tonight when you got a few bucks on it.
I didn't watch every single game.
Sorry.
Every single Celtics game some other people. I didn't break it down to all 10. But you sit there and you freak out. And this identity, I don't think that from the end of the regular season to the start of the postseason was enough time for this team just to be like, hey, I respect you, bro. Hey, Kyrie, Ray Rozier, I respect you,
bro.
Everybody suddenly respects everybody, and they're willing to forget about their own issues and their own goals, and like now I want to play like a team. You played against a crap team that was nosediving. You were fortunate in that first game that the Bucks decided they didn't feel like hitting any baskets, and then you found out what they were really all about in game two. So now, if you start over, each team won. Each team had a
best
blowout.
Best of five.
I'll allow each one of you guys to pick the winner of this series after having new information, because that's what we did with the Patriots, and that's what we did with the
Red
Sox.
So you're telling me after watching two games,
you watched
it's the
two
best
games.
Of five.
Best of five.
Celtics
so starting
win,
from over.
Celtics start, win the series.
I'll stay with the Bucks winning in seven because I don't think the Bucks have played their game
chicken
yet.
Crap.
They
Why
haven't played their game yet.
Such a turd.
Why am I chicken
this
crap?
This is the Red Sox all over again.
Strap them on and go
pay. Pick the Celtics.
Strap them on and go bet over there.
I will.
Strap
them
on and go put some money down.
I will.
And put this bet on the board.
Good. Don't ask me for money. No, you use
best
your own.
Best of five.
Yeah. I'm going to stay
with the Bucks.
The Bucks.
I am not believing.
They haven't played their game
yet. Don't believe your lying eyes. You ever hear that saying?
Yeah.
A lot of offensive linemen coaching do that. Don't believe your lying eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not buying into it.
You should.
Yeah, I'm not taking the bait.
So what are you taking?
Should.
I'm taking Bucks.
Man, we ain't
I'm taking the Bucks.
Yeah, six,
if we're going to start now, best of five, Bucks in five. That's it. We have no information.
So that would be seven.
No, but listen, we started over, okay? Stop it.
Figure out what we're talking about here.
What is wrong with you?
It's the best of five. We're back in the
you
best of five.
You answered the question, right?
I still think the Bucks are winning the
series. Because I always feel like all these analysts, they should, okay, but listen, we're not going to hold you accountable for your original opinion, right? Each guy gets to watch two games. Because now you're judging them on their playoff ability, their leadership skills, their whether they found the switch or not.
Okay,
some teams can't find it.
Okay, but you're looking to the next five, and I get that. But Stephen A. is basing it on the first two we saw. If the first two games that we've seen so far, I don't know how you can sit there and say that the Celtics are in trouble.
They're in a world of trouble.
I don't either.
To me, Milwaukee is not playing their game yet. I thought defensively they were a little bit better the other night. They're hitting a lot of threes, but their game is rushed.
Here's a math equation for you. A math equation.
They beat you in transition.
Let me get a pen.
Give me
regular
math.
Season.
Okay, let me get a pen.
Regular season look divided by postseason games. Carry the one. Who's the best team?
Divided by six.
Seriously, because I think you have to take – people forget about the regular season. Like, it was just, nobody cares. What they did in the regular season, the Bucks are a better team. They're more consistent. When they played crappy teams, they beat the crap out of them.
Can I give you what? Even more importantly,
36% of the time, 95, which equals I don't know.
As good as Kyrie Irving is, the Bucks have the best player.
All right, let me ask you.
Usually in these series, the best player.
Let me do it.
I don't know.
Let me do.
Yes, go look it up.
My equation.
Okay.
Hold on.
Don't do math.
Put my thinking cap on.
Carry the five.
Stay away from math.
Which team's more talented?
Math is hard.
Who's got more talent?
Who's got the most talent?
Yeah.
The Celtics.
Celtics win the series.
No.
That's not the way it is.
See,
in
again,
the NBA.
Again.
Yep. Nope, best player. That's I'll go with the best player.
That, again,
it's not the way it works.
Most best talented player.
Like you have, yeah, I'll take the best player.
How many teams have you seen with the best, who has some teams that have a lot of talent and they still can't get out of their own way?
No, I think there's high elite talent here. This isn't. I'm
Gordon
not
Hayward
there.
Is so yeah, mentally weak. Wait, I mean, yeah, guys, he's talented, but give
we've
me,
always felt they had more
Gordon
talent.
Hayward.
But that's the problem.
So, we've always felt they had more
so
talent.
So why didn't they come up with 60 wins like the Bucks did?
That doesn't.
If they had
this
the
regular
most talent,
season's
they only won
49.
Over.
Listen, Glenn, I'm with you. I never believed in the flip the switch thing, and then you know what they did.
Everybody
they
says
absolutely
that.
Flipped the switch in game one.
Everybody says that. They've got the best talent. And I'm not arguing.
They're
potentially,
deeper.
Potentially, they should have the most talent, even though they don't have the best player. But the problem is, it's disjointed. And you saw it the
I'm
other
not
night.
Buying
Where
it.
Was Gordon Hayward the other night?
Don't believe your lying
Hayward?
Eyes. That's
so
what
Gordon
you're doing.
Gordon Hayward is a better player than Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe was a better player than the other night.
If the best
the
player
night.
On your team doesn't dribble down his leg, is that a different game? Game two?
You're talking about the Celtics?
Yeah.
Yes,
if Kyrie Irving shows up, are they winning in the third quarter? Is it a basketball game?
Well, it's a basketball game. I don't know if they win it, but it's a basketball game.
All right, so it's a basketball game.
They probably lose it in a close game.
All right, close game on the road.
Right.
In a game that Milwaukee desperately needs.
Right.
They're going to squeak out a W if your best player doesn't crap himself.
So I'll tell you what. Let's go back to game one. It might have been a totally different game if Giannis could get a lot more done in the paint. He got nothing done in the paint in the first game.
True.
So if he had done it. So to me, we're
one
still,
for 10 uncontested shots for Kyrie Irving.
We're still talking
Did
about.
Did any of those shots by Giannis look uncontested, or that look like team defense to you?
But we're still talking about it, good team defense, but I think Milwaukee's got an answer for it, and you saw it in game two. If we hit these outside jump shots, perimeter shots, they're going to have to take those two guys, and now it's a one-on-one. And I'm sorry, I think Al Horford's a good player.
Great
Don't
player.
Get me wrong. Great, maybe a stretch.
Hall
good
of Fame.
Really good player. Might be a stretch, but a
Hall
really good
fame.
Player.
He'll end up being your
but
most consistent
he's
guy,
not,
too.
He can't stop Giannis one-on-one.
Al Horford.
He can't do it. Sorry. He can't do it, Kyle. He can't do it.
I just think you saw talent play, the talent that you always thought you're waiting for. I think you saw it.
Yeah,
in game
that,
one.
But
the great player
on the road.
But if you want to sit here, great player's got to be great.
If you're going to sit here, we're going to do old schoolyard pickup game,
school,
right?
Pickup
and then you're going to sit there. Okay,
I'm back in.
Who's
I'm on
the,
Team Gilroy.
Who's got the first pick?
I should go on at night with him. I should be his guest.
If you're going to do old school pickup basketball, and we got two captains, and then you're going to start picking from either roster, the first two guys off the board are Giannis, okay, and Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
Then who's next?
Okay, get back again.
Who's next after Kyrie and Giannis? Who's next?
Well,
either
I mean, you go Middleton, or do you want to go now?
Middleton.
After that, it's all
Middleton. I'm taking Middleton.
Okay, then after that,
last year's series, and it's solid throughout.
But after that, it's Al, it's Tatum, it's Jalen, it's Gordon.
Tatum? You want Tatum?
Yes. We
can take
him with
Tatum. You can have him. You can have him. Tatum? Tatum has been a disaster.
All right, so no, who's the third best player in Milwaukee? Bledsoe. Where does he get drafted? Where does he get drafted?
Forget about
you're
it.
Just
so
in the draft.
If we're gonna go, so wait, who's off the board right now?
I just told you it's Kyrie and Giannis are captains.
Okay.
Middleton might go
Middleton's
next.
Middleton's next.
After that, it's all Celtics.
Al would be next after Middleton
because he's a great player.
Okay,
Hall
he's glue. Yeah, okay,
glue.
He's consistent.
Beautiful
after
eyelashes.
That,
caliber player.
He's got beautiful eyelashes.
Who would be after Al?
I just told
I would not
you.
Take. I would not
Tatum.
Take. I'll take Bledsoe.
Tatum.
I will take Bledsoe
Jaylen.
Over Tatum.
I tell you who.
I know exactly what I'm
going to
get with Bledsoe. He may pee down his leg, but he's not going to run and hide like Tatum.
Like he did in game one.
Casper the Friendly Ghost. You don't even know if he's on the court
or
not.
You forget what he looked like in game one.
Who?
He won't run and hide, Bledsoe?
Okay, so take the two games.
He's scared of Terry Rozier.
Take two games. There's been two games, not one.
Yeah.
Tatum's been a no-show in both.
Yes.
At least Bledsoe decided to show up after, you know, group therapy, dog, you know, comfort animals.
Well, then you should take Jaylen Brown because he's showing up for
I'll take Jaylen Brown over freaking Tatum.
Like I told you, Jaylen Brown's better player than Tatum anyways. Told you that a while ago. Nobody wanted to believe
it. I tell you what, you can actually have a debate about that where when Lou first brought that up,
I was an idiot.
People were laughing.
Stupid.
Like,
he's still on the bench.
He's still an idiot.
I'm telling you.
Never drop the idiot.
He will be a better player.
But
Tatum's a good scorer. This kid can shoot. He can score. No, by the way, there's another part of it. He can defend.
Yeah.
He's much better going to the basket. He's better
game.
In transition.
He's got a broader game.
He's a little bit wild. He'll kind of figure that thing out a little bit, but I just think there's more to him.
He's getting better at the free throw line. Was he 5-for-6 the other night? Went to the line an awful lot. That's been another problem part of his game. So if we get to the offseason, this is going to be the good argument because I still think Kyrie Irving is staying. I still think Anthony Davis is coming to the Boston Celtics.
Okay, so
the question now will be, do you feel better about it if you lose Tatum, and now you can hold on to Jaylen.
Here's the thing. Remember we were talking before going to the postseason? Do you want Anthony Davis or not? If you do want Anthony Davis, then you should be rooting for Tatum to go nuts.
Yep.
And don't root for him to go nuts to the point where he looks so good that you don't want to trade him. No, because right now, I ask you, if you're in New Orleans and you watch the first two games, you're going to give up Anthony Davis for Jason Tatum? Is that guy something you can build an organization around? He better start turning it around if you want Anthony Davis.
All right, we get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We're doing it here at the Sportsbook at Twin River this hour, being brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic.
8-1.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.